Over the last several Tuesdays, we've been talking about Schell Brothers in a commercial segment here, and Echelon Homes, which is a division of Schell Brothers. We've talked about Independence, their 55-plus community.
It's Iran's answer to the latest U.N. sanctions passed against the Islamic Republic.
And all different aspects of Schell Brothers. And today, Chris Schell is here, Jay Houck is here, and we're going to learn about Bethany Beach and Schell Brothers. Chris, good morning. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Good to have you here. I did not know about Sunset Harbor at Bethany Beach, which is what we're going to talk about now. It's a Schell Brothers community. I'm sure it's going to be great.
Yeah, you probably didn't know about it because it's our latest community. We've only had it for a couple months.
Okay.
And, you know, we were speaking with the developer. We spoke with them a little while ago. They were building it out themselves. And just recently, we kind of came to an agreement where I said, you know, we have to lower these prices by quite a bit to make it work. And they agreed, and we actually lowered them significantly below. I met with a bunch of realtors in the area and asked them what they thought we would need to price it at to sell, and they said mid-600s, and we're actually at in the low fives with a $50,000 incentive, which actually gets it into the high fours.
Wow. Okay. We're going to return to that particular aspect of this in a second, but first let's start with kind of the basics. Sunset Harbor at Bethany Beach. I'm looking at an aerial photo. You can explain where this is to our listeners.
It's on White Creek, which is right off the Indian River Bay, just down Fred Hudson Road. So if you know you go over the bridge going south, the Indian River Bridge, you take your first right at the light. That's Fred Hudson Road. Go to the end. We are right at the end, and right on the water of White Creek.
Okay. And then, as Jay pointed out to me, Jay, we'll get him on it in a minute, but that's the Assawoman Canal right there,
right,
coming out near it, right?
Right, which is going to become a lot more valuable in a month or so here.
Yes, absolutely. And then the White Creek is, of course, and then that joins with Indian River Bay and out to the ocean. There you go. And now, do I see sort of from this aerial picture, like sort of canal?
Yeah.
Waterfront canal?
Every single home is waterfront. And has,
every home is waterfront.
Yep, and has a personal boat dock right in front, or boat, I guess you'd call it
boat dock.
Yeah, boat dock, not an actual dock, but you can put your boat there.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
it's
in
like
front
bulkheaded,
of the house.
Right?
Yeah, exactly, bulkheaded. Yep.
Okay, and so every property has that.
Mm-hmm.
I see, that's unique. So we're talking waterfront homes, private boat slip, I guess we could say. And what else? I see. Looks like a pretty nice pool here.
Yeah,
they talk about some of the amenities in the community.
The clubhouse is in, the pool is in, it's right on the water, so it looks out onto the water. It's absolutely beautiful. I'd encourage, that's actually what drew me to the community. I encourage anybody, even if they're not thinking about buying a home, just to go out there to see that. It's pretty phenomenal.
Really? So this is Sunset Harbor. You can go to liveatsunsetharbor.com for more information. But again, Fred Hudson Road, near Harris Teeter, it says here.
All yeah, right? A new Harris Teeter. Yeah.
Okay, so tell me about the type of houses,
Basically, they are single-family homes. They're condominiumized, so they're relatively narrow, but I think about 36, 37 feet wide, and three stories tall to capture the views.
Mm.
And we have one that starts, I think, around 2,500 square feet, and then the others are closer to 3,400, 3,500.
Wow, that's a big house. What do you mean condominiumized? What does that mean? It's like a condo fee for the or something, or
yeah, it basically, I mean, it doesn't mean much to the owner. Other, it's just more of a financial structure.
Right.
It's really a way to cluster homes closer together.
Yeah.
So there's the homes really are in four packs, and then there's 40 feet distance between each four pack.
Okay. I gotcha.
It's sort of hard to explain.
And I think I got you.
Yeah.
They're four together.
Right.
Right. In four packs.
Right. They're not townhomes. They have
not
space between them.
Okay, but they're packed together.
But they're basically, there's a rule in Sussex County, I don't want to get too much into it, where you have to build structure. If you're condominiumized, something has to fit within 165 feet.
Okay.
Okay. And then you have to have 40 feet between it.
All right. And then I like the height here, so you're going to get views of, mm-hmm. of everything right there on the water. Everything is waterfront with your own boat slip. And this is called Sunset Harbor at Bethany Beach. So how does that work as a business, you know, Schell Brothers? How did you get involved? There was another person trying to do it themselves, and then they needed your assistance or something?
Yeah, the Caldera Group was developing it. They had owned it for a while, and they were building it themselves. And, you know, as market conditions you know, continue to get worse, I guess you'd say.
Being what they are,
they,
right?
They decided they should probably get a builder in there that has a brand and has marketing in the area.
Right.
And we've been talking for about a year and just recently decided to go in there and make it work. Wow. And the activity has been phenomenal.
Good. Well, the price change is already. Let's revisit that.
Okay.
You know, I promised we would revisit it. You say from the low 500s.
Yeah.
Which, and what are realtors telling you about that? Because it was in the 600s.
We were at 760.
Really?
Yeah, it was at 760,000 base price.
Okay.
And I went and met with a few of the more well-known realtors in Bethany and said, where do we really need to be on this thing to sell? And the vibe I got was mid-600s. But after speaking with the developers and everything, they had some room to move, quite a bit of room. So we managed to get the homes, same homes, we're not talking about different homes, down into the low fives.
Wow.
So the largest home actually starts at 599, but
that's the biggest one.
The largest one. And we're offering a $50,000 sort of temporary incentive, launch incentive, I guess you'd call it, that brings it down to 549.
Mm. All right. Let's get Jay on the air here and talk about how he's involved. Something tells me if you go down to Sunset Harbor, you might meet Jay Houck. I don't know.
Absolutely.
Is that why you're here? Hi, Jay.
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Good. You like it down there?
Absolutely. It's great. And the Shell Brother Edition has just been spectacular.
Yeah.
It's I'm actually having people thanking me for getting a hold of them, and it's that great of a value and a unique opportunity.
Okay. How many homes do we have down there?
Well, it will be a total of 86. There's 6 standing right now.
Okay.
And then you mentioned the clubhouse out on the water. It actually faces west, so you get these gorgeous sunsets, and it's actually year-round. I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful sight.
Hmm.
We have a boat ramp. It's real convenient, which they don't make boat ramps anymore. We actually have some of our neighbors use a boat ramp all the time, a couple jet skis in the garage, drive it down the end of the street and get out in the water,
oof,
bring it in, wash it off, put it back in the garage.
I like it. Sunset Harbor at Bethany Beach, and, you know, that's a fitting name. Because of the sunset.
It is absolutely beautiful. It's definitely worth a visit.
All right. Live@sunsetharbor.com is the website. Live@sunsetharbor.com. And that's Harbor, HARBOUR.com. And there you go. So what else when are you down there? Are you open at a certain time? Or
yeah,
should
we're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday and 12 to 6 on Sunday.
All right, so people can go down and check it out today.
Absolutely.
Or any day. And see those amenities and check out how they're all waterfront with individual boat slips. I think that's fantastic, and it's good to have you here. Anything else people need to know from your point of view, Jay, about Sunset Harbor? Chris Shell coming in.
Yeah, sorry. There's one thing I definitely want to mention.
Sure.
Probably because I probably like it more than the average person. But as many people know, they're dredging the Assiniboine Canal.
Yes.
So you can now take your boat. Anybody who's connected to Rehoboth Bay, Indian River Bay, and has a boat there can now take their boat through the canals all the way down into the whatever they call the bay off of Ocean City. Go to places like Secrets, dock up at the restaurants down there.
Right.
It's going to open up a whole new world for anybody with a boat.
That's exciting.
And we are literally right next to the start of Assiniboine Canal. That's it.
That's right. The canal is right. It just feeds right out. Right next to the
property.
Right
next to our boat ramp.
Yeah, right next to your boat ramp. So that is cool.
Yeah.
And so, what is the status on that dredging?
They've been saying it's going to be done for, I think it's going on 5 years now.
I know.
But now.
Thank you, Gerald Hocker, by the way.
Yeah.
For his tireless work in trying to, you know, they approved it, and then, you know, the Sierra Club fighting and lawsuits and whatever. But I think it's happening now.
Well,
right?
Now they say the end of this month.
Good.
So we're looking at a week and a half.
Yeah.
If they hit their goal.
Yeah, they hit their goal. And that'll be, you're right, that will, it's a man-made canal. It's made to be traveled on.
Right.
And so having it open for boats, I think is a great idea. And you're right, it will open up, you know, an internal waterway from Delaware to Maryland.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. And it's right at Sunset Harbor. So, again, you go down Fred Hudson Road, which is off of Highway 1, right? Mm-hmm. And go to the end, and that's where you see Sunset Harbor. At Bethany Beach, a Shell Brothers home. Guys, thank you very much. Chris, anything else?
Thank you.
You want to say?
No, I think that's it.
You're busy.
We're all looking for the market to come back, and I think it is. Actually, we've seen tremendous activity in the last 3 weeks, so hopefully that's a good sign.
Yeah. Where are you seeing a lot of your activity? In which part of your business?
Almost everywhere. I would actually say the one place we haven't seen as much activity is in our active adult community.
Independence.
Which is sort of counterintuitive. But all of our other communities have been slammed as if July, somebody turned on the switch because June was really slow.
Right. Well, that's great. They have a lot to offer. Shell Brothers Communities, if you've seen them, been to them, you know they're great. If you haven't, go visit them. Get a hold of them if you can. And check out Sunset Harbor. If waterfront homes with individual boat slips is for you, there you go. And Bethany Beach. Thank you very much.
Great. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
All right. And meet Jay Houck and all the folks involved in that. Now, this is WGMD Radio.
Actually, I built a house with Shell Brothers at Retreat at Love Creek. And I just had to tell you, the quality is amazing. And their entire company was top class to deal with throughout the whole process. So, Chris, thank you very much. Beautiful home, and we love it.
Thank you.
How about that? Very kind of you to say. Very kind of you to say. And I am...